Hello, I'm Regina Soren. Thank you so much for joining me for my podcast, Regina Soren Audio Series. I want to thank each and every one of you, and I want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you out there who take the moment, who take the time out of your day, out of your morning, afternoon, night, whatever, to listen to my podcast, to just listen. You know, they're not long, but I thank you all so much for taking the time to listen, to download, to share, and to tune in to the audio series. My topic today is sounding a Trump reload. And the reason I call it reload is because I've spoken on this topic before. Might go over a little bit of the time this morning, but we'll see. What do I mean by sounding a Trump? Let me give you an example. Have you ever did something for someone? Maybe you paid a bill for them. Maybe you bought them some food. Maybe you did something for them. Gave them some money to help them or something. You did something for them. But then you turn back around there and you told the world what you did. Everybody. I did this for her. I did that for him. I did this. I did that. I did that for her. I did this for him. I paid his bill. I paid his car note. Listen, when you do a good deed for a person, when God speaks to your heart to do a good deed for a person, or when you just altogether do a good deed for someone, and you know that it's from the goodness of your heart, that's between you, the Lord, and that person. God will bless you for that. But I want to tell you, and a lot of people may not agree with this, but once you start telling people what you did for somebody else, I did this for that person, I did that for that person. Because see, you're doing it, when you start telling other people, you're starting to brag about what you did, boast about what you did, letting people know that I did this, look at me, I paid that for him, I paid that for her. That's your glory. That's all the glory you're going to get right there. That is your glory. You have messed up what God could have been doing for you. You have messed up that blessing right there by telling everybody else that you paid that bill for that person. I paid his bill. I paid her bill. And some people say, well, I wasn't thinking. I just let it slip. No, you didn't. You didn't let it slip. You wanted somebody to know that you did a deed for a person, and you wanted everybody to know what you did. And sometimes people will do that if they get upset with you. I've been into organizations before, churches, and sometimes the church will do something nice for you. Yeah, they do something nice for you. And then once you're no longer with that organization, then if they ever did anything for you, then they start saying, I did this for her. I did that for him. I did that. That's not the spirit of the Lord. And whatever blessing that was going to come to you from God for what you did, you're going to get that blessing now. That's your glory. All of that bragging and boasting, that's your glory right there. And a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people don't understand that. And I know a lot of people listening to this saying, yeah, but if I do a good deed for somebody, if you do something good for somebody, it comes back to you. No, not when you start bragging and boasting about it. Not when you got to tell Sam and Judy and Bob and everybody else. Not when you got to try to make that person look bad. No, that is your only glory. You ain't going to get no blessing for something you do for another person if you're going to go around and boast and brag about it and tell everybody else what you're doing for them. You ain't going to get nothing. Your glory is right there telling everybody else. That's all the glory that you're going to get. You move God out of the picture right there, because when you do a deed for someone, it's between you, that person, and the Lord. It's not between you, that person, the Lord, Judy, Joe, Bobby, Tim, Andy, or all of those other people. Just between you and the Lord. And the Lord will bless you accordingly. But a lot of people, they don't think like that. They think if they start telling everybody what they did for other people, it makes them look like, look at big old me. Look at me. Yeah. It makes them look big, you know. It makes them, and then again, when someone do something for you, if you're in an organization, and if you leave that organization, and then they got to go tell their best friend, or tell another preacher, or tell somebody else, that's their glory. That's all the glory that they're going to get. They have no business sharing your information with other people. So if you're out there doing that, guys, listen, keep it between you, that person, and the Lord. And God will definitely bless you. God will bless you. Watch and see. I'm Regina Sworn. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, you can contact me at swornregina@gmail.com. I hope all of you have a wonderful day. And we only went over 6 minutes. Woo! Have a great day, guys.